Welcome to Studio Hockey.
In the days to come, all kinds of dignitaries and administrators in our game of hockey will gather in New Delhi, India for the 2018 FIH Congress, discussing the hockey revolution, aka the FIH strategy for 2014 until 2024. So by now we are halfway in their documented long-term strategy, baptized the hockey revolution. But as the new CEO Thierry Weil already pointed out, can we really call it a revolution? Or is it just rebottling old wine into new bottles and sticking a fancy label on it? While hardly anyone is noticing it, I do think the future of our sport will be decided in the years to come. We are at a turning point. We've seen the FIH struggle after the warning message it got following the London Olympics in 2012. While on site everybody was loving it, the Riverbank Arena sold out every day, and it was a wonderful setting to showcase our game of hockey to the world. But these days success is not measured, at least by the IOC, looking at the attendance in the stadium anymore, nor the quality of the sport offered, but rather about how much buzz you create online, we were told. And we, as a sport, got a bad report card for digital presence in 2012. So the FIH came up with the hockey revolution during their 2014 Congress in Marrakech, Morocco. Why there, you might wonder. And came up with the answers during the 2016 Congress in Dubai, yet another hockey capital of the world. The FIH claims some success since, according to them, they came in third among all sports, behind football and athletics, at the Rio 2016 Games. You can see these in our talk in 2017 with Jason McCracken, the FIH CEO back then, on our YouTube channel. When I outed some major concerns about the choices made in recent years in a column entitled "The End of Hockey," the new and current CEO Thierry Weil called me to talk about his views on this. We published these as well, check it online at bhockey.com, and remember especially his commitment to add the development of our game around the world, meaning growing hockey participation, meaning growing active players in our game. He added he would put this more explicitly at the top of the FIH mission soon. He told us in no uncertain words, quote, "Whatever we do commercially, the money will have to be injected into development of hockey," end quote, by Thierry Weil, CEO of the FIH. The Congress about to start in New Delhi will be the moment to make this official. I do agree with this assessment. Our so-called revolution has not really been very revolutionary, but fear we might have different ideas on the road taken and changes to choose from. Real revolutions do not follow the downtrodden path. The goal of this so-called revolution should not be to reinvent our sport and try and force new formats such as hockey fives or ridiculous rule changes as tested in Australia these days down our throats. They have invented this hockey fives monstrosity and now try to sell us on its non-existing success in every way possible. I do agree a short format of our game could be a part of the marketing mix to help grow our sport, but I've already talked about this on other occasions, so we'll not go into this right now any further. I do like the concept of the FIH Pro League, about to launch in 2019, and another byproduct from the hockey revolution. At least here we have some real revolutionary ideas, with a global home and away league. True, this comes with several challenges and threats as well, especially for the traditional strong club leagues in Western Europe, but I'm sure ways could be found to allow for both to coexist. These traditional European club leagues could use some revolutionary changes themselves in order to remain or become relevant. But my main fear is we are looking too much at changing the sport instead of changing the way we market the sport. The revolution, according to me, should be how can we find innovative ways to show the general sports public what a great and existing sport we have for them. Let's be more creative in our marketing of the game, in the broader sense of the world, and not do what all other entertainment sports are already doing. Let's be really revolutionary and find other ways to promote our team sport, rather than creating individual heroes in a team sport and pushing new formats down the throats of our hockey fans. We are an established sport, an Olympic sport, with millions of fans and, more importantly, millions of active players around the world. We are leading the way in gender balance and one of few sports played at top level on all continents. Let's start from what we have already and start expanding upon this instead of trying to reinvent the wheel. That, for me, makes much more sense than creating a new sport, Hockey Fives, and try to build a fan base from scratch from this. Or worse, cannibalize on the existing fan base for the existing format. But the main message here is, let's be revolutionary in the way we market our sport instead of copying what everybody else is doing. Individual awards do not help hockey. I'm a big fan of a certain umpire. That might come as a surprise for some, but even though I often voice my concerns about the lack of quality of many umpires, we do need those men and women to enjoy our game of hockey. Nobody will contradict that, I think. The umpire in question is Laurine Delforge, a young and very talented umpire who manages to combine a playing career at the highest level. She is, still today, a striker for a Belgian club and a multiple national champion, with her studies back in the days and today with a corporate career as a lawyer, and last but not least, as an umpire career. She was the first and only umpire to get awarded the Olympic final on her debut Olympics. This alone already means you cannot but admire her time management skills and determination. But there's more. When interviewed for a Belgian newspaper about, among other things, her debut as a female umpire for the male Euro Hockey League, she was reminded by the journalist about her FIH award following the Rio Olympics in 2016 as the best umpire in the world. Her response was very telling. Quote, "Best umpire in the world? I do not really like this qualification. Let's just say I got the award for the International Umpire of the Year in 2016. End quote by Laurine Delforge, umpire. Meaning, she is humble enough to realize these awards should not be taken very serious. Though maybe less obvious, umpiring too is a team sport. And in a team sport, there is no value in any individual award. I detest these individual awards, Golden Sticks, MVPs, Best Player, etc., even more for the players. Most of these include votes from the public, meaning it's nothing more than just a popularity contest. And there's examples of marketing the game, and there are examples of marketing the game it has always been done. It's a tool from the past. I think it does not have any real added value anymore. Sure, it's always nice and flattering for those elected or nominated, but that's it, nothing more. They often claim these individual awards help promote our sport. It helps, so they say, to create heroes and idols. Of course, it's a lot easier for media to write or comment flattering things about players when you can refer to several awards they got in the past. It's much easier compared to actually describing why you think these are our outstanding players. Because in order for the press to do this, they would have to invest time in understanding and following the game instead of just acting like a parrot by repeating what others have claimed before. However, it doesn't help the game of hockey. We get 5 minutes of attention, at best, and immediately after it, it's forgotten again. We should help media really sell our sport instead of filling in some random content for their newspaper or TV show. So invest in quality as your marketing tool. Quality in event organizing, on-site as well as on-screen. Quality in TV images. Quality in commentators, who are entertainers, educators, and our first sales representatives. Add meaningful stats to every game. And educational and entertaining graphics. Find new and exciting ways to bring our sports to the multiple screens we have today. Stop focusing on broadcasting only and really invest in multi-channel casting, cross-media, or whatever the latest buzzword is you want to use. But focus on the media used by the public we are aiming for. However, we do not want our future fans to force their so-called short span of attention on our game. We want to educate them on the value of focus, skills and determination. Our short format of the game should not cater to the whims of today's youth, but help grab their attention in a way close to their interests and their way of communication in order to educate them about the values of our sport. A sport should adapt to modern times and not be stuck in the old ways, but not by throwing out the old and replacing it with the hype of the day. Stay close to the roots of our game and evolve slowly. Tweak and improve the game instead of changing because of change. So instead of inventing to create new hypes, such as Hockey Fives, we should focus on innovative and quality marketing as the fuel to the growth of our game. Let's not do what other sports are doing, but be creative and innovative in the ways to promote our game of hockey. So let's start by improving the way we bring hockey to the screens. Why not bring in multiple commentator teams and channels for each game? Give your viewer, on whatever screen, a choice for his or her commentator channel. First channel, the novice channel, with more explaining about the rules. No, it's not because the crowd starts cheering, it is a goal. The ball has to be touched within the D by the scoring team. Second, the chit-chat channel, with some more gossip and, well, yeah, chit-chat. Did you know the big guy who just scored this incredible drag flick was seen last month with the hottest Bollywood star? She's sitting next to the princess so-and-so, 16th in line for the throne of England, in the VIP here today. Third, the pro channel, with actual knowledgeable commentators who recognize running lines, smart or dumb choices, tactics, and are able to help understand why these athletes do what they do on the field, besides telling us just who got the last touch and the goal to his name. And last but not least, fourth, the fan channel, without any commentator. Just the noise you would experience when in the stadium. And maybe get someone like Javier Telechea from coachinghockey.com.ar and hockeytoday.cc in there doing his magic with TV images, showing us with graphics why the build-up to this goal was so extraordinary, or why that one step forward before pushing the ball made all the difference on that last penalty corner goal. Follow coachinghockey.com on Facebook or YouTube and you'll see what I mean. That will be some amazing footage for in between quarters instead of some babe asking the same old silly questions to players and coaches. Although you could, and maybe should, keep on doing this for the chit-chat channel, probably. But get some more clips on all social media out there explaining why hockey is amazing. Join us in the 21st century and get rid of old-fashioned geo-blocking on live streams. We get it. The rights of broadcasting partners should be protected. Yes, hoping at least they did pay for these rights and make the effort to deliver quality and enriched content to their territory. But instead of generic broadcasting deals with contracts from last century, Join us in today's reality of multiple screens. Only geoblock your own online channel for those countries where for that particular game, so not for the entire tournament, your broadcasting partner is actually showing it live and in full on TV. Ideally on a free-to-air channel, supported by some commercials, but as we supporters too must stop whining and accept the reality of pay-per-view or paywalls on quality content. There is so much we can still do to improve the way we bring our game to the general sports fans. We do not need to change our game, or need at least not much, to get their attention. It's in the way we bring it to them. My fellow blogger, podcaster and hockey commentator Ashley Morrison also wrote a very interesting piece on all of this today, which you can read on his website, Not The Footy Show. But my main comment to close off is, let the hockey revolution change the way we show hockey instead of the way we play it. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Studio Hockey. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And as always, enjoy your hockey. Bye-bye.